Good morning and welcome to Renovating in WA. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Sue Daly from Into Property and Joe Maiolo from Maiolo Construction's proud station sponsors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you both on again. Now,
Thank you.
We're talking about scheduling the work.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about the scope of works, the quoting process, and now this is the next stage. What do we need to know about the scheduling of the work?
Well, I've brought Joe on today because as a builder, this is their domain as such. So you've got to refer back to the scope of works. Again, that's what I said. These three sessions, we are going to go over and over the same thing. So we have to refer back to the scope of works. That detail that you did at the beginning is going to help you when it comes to scheduling those trades. So if we look at a full renovation, Joe, that might be a great place to start. Because that way you've got everything out of the house for a full renovation. So in regards to demolition, you can't remove the cabinetry, as we've said before, until the plumber has actually disconnected the services, and if there's power points there, the electrician has disconnected the actual wires. So
is that who comes first in with your list of tradies? Is it the electrician who comes first?
Electrician and plumbers.
Plumbers, your first two in site. Get it, like Sue's mentioned, everything's disconnected. It makes it a safe environment for your trades to come in and start doing the demo works.
And with it being a full renovation, obviously we don't turn the water off to site. They do whilst they're doing their disconnections, but we keep the water to site on the outside. So they've got to make sure everything's sealed as well and capped off.
Capped off.
So that way they can still use the water to the external part of the house for all the work that we need to do, but everything inside safe.
And same as electricians, if we've got power points available on the outside of the home, we'll keep those live. Everything else will be capped off, and then we can still have power to the home. Trades have still got power tools that need to be charged and so we keep that side of it still active as well.
Okay. Yep, you go.
Well, and remember in one of the others I said talk to the trades. The trades will always help you. So again, if you haven't got a building consultant or a builder on site, the trades can actually let you know what they need to do before somebody else, or if someone else needs to do something before they get in. So use that scope of works, and maybe here's another column where you actually put a column in and it's the contractor. So you put down who the contractor is against each of those lines that you've got, and then when the electrician says, well, I've got to get in there first to make it safe, then you can actually start reorganising it to put the electrician's work first. So it's definitely talk to them, and then, you know, there may be trades that can work together.
Well, exactly right. You can always have plumbers working with electricians, even though they're working two separate parts of the home. You can have guys in there starting to do the demo works. Once the plumber's finished off capping off his services and saying that laundry or kitchen or bathrooms, they're done. The guys can come in and start removing cabinetry and start working from there. So you can always have a few trades working together without it being messy. That's not a problem.
So just before this starts, we have spoken in previous episodes about your insurance coverage. Is once you've sort of you're starting to schedule all your trades, is this a good time to just make sure that you've got your insurance in check?
You'd want to be doing that before you start the job, to have your insurances in check.
So before you get the tradies in, make sure that you've So the scope of works, the quotation process, your insurance checks should be done around this time as well.
Even ask the trades to supply their insurances as well, just as a bit of proof.
Right.
Which gives you a bit of bit of background on it, and it gives you makes you feel comfortable that you have got licensed trades and trades that have got the insurances if anything does happen.
Okay.
Yep. And then, you know, it's also the fact that you've got to make sure things are there ready as well. So you're scheduling the trades, but you've also got to make sure that materials and items are ready. So the first thing you want to make sure is that there will be a skip bin there. And if it's not delivered at 7 a.m. that morning, that it's delivered the day before. So, you know, it's making sure things like that the skip bin's there, so that when these trades do come in and start doing the work, or even if you're doing some of the work yourself, you've got somewhere to put the rubbish.
Mm.
You don't want to double handle anything. It's a lot of hard work, especially the demo side of it, so don't double handle.
So we're talking about a full renovation of a house.
Correct.
How many days can we expect, you know, to have the trade, you know, like the electrician and the plumber to be there to make sure everything's disconnected and sorted?
Well, electricians will normally take you possibly half a day to a day to do all their disconnection. The plumbers are normally roughly the same, depending on what scope of works, what part of the home you're going to be renovating. If it's full reno, then you're looking at a good day each for them, the same day, disconnecting, sealing everything off, making that all safe. So,
and that's why on the first day, you know, there are a lot of trades on site, because the electrician will start at one point and work all the way around, whereas a plumber will go straight to those wet areas to disconnect those services. So once the electrician's finished, say, in a lounge room, then the demolition crew can come in and start in that room. So they literally can follow each other through the house. You can have multiple trades on site. You've just got to make sure that they're not working on top of each other. So that's why you've got to watch the scheduling. You don't want them all working in the bathroom. That's not how it works. So if you are doing a bathroom renovation, then obviously the scheduling's completely different. You will get the plumbers in to disconnect, and you get them in first, and then you will schedule the electricians to do theirs. It might be the plumbers are there in the morning and the electricians will be there in the afternoon, and then the demo crew come in, because it's a single room. You can't have multiple trades in a single room. I mean, imagine having a family in your bathroom. It's no different.
No. So who gets what? So we've done the scope of works, we've got the quotes and everything like that. Who should get a copy of your documentation?
Well, again, like we did with the scope of works, the schedule as well, with the schedule, like I call that a Gantt chart. It's a Gantt chart that I do up, so it's like a timeline of events. So you have on the left every item or every process of the renovation from the beginning. So you've gone in there and gone, right, we need to make it safe electrical, we need to get the plumber in, and then it's like remove window treatments, remove carpet, remove door handle. So you've got every item listed, and that timeline then, so you've got in your columns to the right, and you can do this on a spreadsheet just as well as what I do on a Gantt chart, you've got every single day listed, including weekends. So even if you're not working, include them in, because if the trades aren't working on the weekend, it shows you the timeline of the actual renovations. And there might be something you can do, or a trade might say, yes, they'll come on a Saturday. So include your weekends, just shade them out if there's no work being done. And then, you know, highlight how many days each of them are going to be. And the trades can help you. They can say, look, it'll take us this long to do the job.
Correct.
And the builder, so do that. And you can give a copy of that to everyone prior to them starting. And like, send it out to them, send it out to the builder or the electrician, and say, this is my schedule, this is my timeline. Do you all agree with this? Is there any issues that you can see? So again, use them as your backing board to say, yep, it all looks good to us, we're happy with that. It's all done via email, it's all put in writing. So when they come back and say, look, we're happy with that, you've got that security knowing that they've all agreed to what you've come up with as your timeline.
So how do you ensure that a bigger and better job doesn't come in and supersede the job that they're doing for you?
Well, most of the time, once your subcontractors have confirmed, they will, you know, they don't just run off onto a bigger job like you've mentioned. They will get this one done, but they'll sort of work a bit quicker, finish this job, then move on to the next one. So we've had instances, we've as a builder, we've had bigger jobs come in, but it comes back to scheduling, making sure your work flows through correctly, and you don't want to be chasing your tail between running backwards and forwards, half job here, half job there. Just work the first one, and then your trades move on to another one. So,
And like we're talking about scheduling, the builders have to schedule their trades. So they have to schedule the fact that, okay, if we've got to do this job, so we send this crew here. So electricians, you know, electrical companies will have more than one crew. So that's where they have to schedule their trades over the jobs that they have. So a good company is going to make sure that they meet the requirements and the booking they've got with you, and they honour that. And then if they've got other jobs, that they send their other teams out to do that. Builders do the same thing. They schedule a job, but then they schedule their trades for the job as well. So they're basically doubling up on what you're doing, but over multiple jobs.
So it's more beneficial to go with a company with a few staff, a few teams, rather than a one-man band who might do what we've just suggested.
But not always, because we've got a lot of the one-man bands, as you call it, and they never let us down, never let us down, because they schedule you in, and that's their priority. And again, they have to schedule their work, to make sure they meet the requirements of their clients. So not necessarily, because it depends on the work that's being done as well. I mean, you might be doing a bathroom job. Well, you know, one or two tilers, or, you know, the sole tiler, it's not a problem for him to come in. So you don't need multiple tilers
with,
on a job.
With wet areas, yeah, because they're not that big. So, and it's always one or two tilers in there. It doesn't get crowded. You want them to do a nice, clean job as well. So there is, yeah, certain trades that there will be one or two, and then there are certain trades that we'll have four or five guys on a team. So,
oh, is that right? Yeah. So it gets it done much quicker.
Yeah,
correct.
Just depending on the scope of work at the time that's going to be done.
Okay.
So like with the demo crew, you'd have, there's four or five guys we have running around doing the demo work, and that's all they focus on. Then you move on to your next trades from there. So.
And in regards to making sure they're going to be there, that's when you confirm with them. So you take that time the day before and make sure that they're already
all booked in and ready to go.
Yep.
Right. So what are your top tips for scheduling?
Write it all down. Nothing's too small. Again, like the scope of works, nothing is too small. Get it all down in an order. Make sure the trades have got a copy of it with their time on it so that they confirm back with you that it's done. Keep those communication lines open constantly. Don't ever think that, leave it for a few days and just touch base with them and just say, we're all good for, you know, Wednesday start date. Keep those communication lines open. And again, if it gets too much, ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Call a building consultant.
Yes.
Yes. So, as I said, this is the most vital area that we've been talking about. So you've got to make sure you get this right, because it saves you money in the long run, because then there's no second guessing going on and there's nothing missed as you get into the process.
Well, there's a lot to it. So thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, and thank you for joining us on Renovating in WA. Sue Daly from Into Property and Joe Maiolo from Maiolo Constructions, proud station sponsors.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.